When I was young, I lived in a very, very remote city, right? I grew up in the 70s, but during that period, fortunately, I met with overseas Chinese who worked in mainland China. So my parents recognized his English skill was very high. So he regularly sent me to his home and also learning phonics with him. So this helped me to learn this very standard pronunciation. So when compared with my other fellows of the same generation, the more or less I build up this confidence when I can speak in a very standard pronunciation. Right? So I think my early experience is very much like this. Yeah. So this early confidence would be very important, right? Very important. Yeah.
That's great to know. So other than using phonics to learn English, did you go through the phase of doing grammatical exercise, or you know, teacher forcing you to memorize vocabulary?
Then lateral learning, I couldn't say the experience was full of joy, because when you are facing with the tertiary education or high school education, you often need to come from with examinations. So this is kind of artificial learning experience. It's not through the daily dialogue. So all the for all the children, we have to do this, but we hate this, right? So grammar part definitely was not my strength. But only through the tertiary education's writing exercise in my major, then I gradually get the skill to recognize, okay, what are the good style for the English writing. But still, there is a big gap when compared with my mother tongue or mother language. Then for the because I'm teaching architecture, so architecture has a much more intuitive and also natural teaching and learning structure. We instruct students to do projects, and also through the projects we can deliver a lot of knowledges and skills. This kind of skill, if we can also build up in the English teaching and learning, it will be more helpful. For example, like not immediately tell the kids what does mean good grammar. Right? You can just let them combine words and also search for different meanings through combinations. Then gradually they will recognize, okay, maybe in this kind of combination, the other people can understand me. Right? I know this is the right. But in another situation, even it sounds wrong, but it can create a poetic meaning. Then maybe minority, a small group of people will appreciate this. Then this become a poem, right? So if we can adapt this kind of learning, I think the learning would be much more pleasure. Yeah.
That's a really great point. And I'm also curious, when you talked about during university, you had a better idea on exploring a better writing style for yourself. So, would you mind briefly describe me how it happened?
How it was happened?
Yeah. How you picked up on a better writing style?
You know, because you can see I'm teaching here in CHK, and also I'm a 8-year-old boy father, his father. So in this way, I also need to observe how he be more interested in English learning. So sometimes I try to use this method, not immediately ask him to combine words and also get the so-called correct sentence and also fulfill the teacher's requirements. I try to let him to combine words back and forth, and also test various of meaning through the combinations. So when I observe this kind type of exercise, I can see the kids are full of fun, and also a lot of time can be killed or consumed without too much pressure. So this helped me to consider this should be a better learning experience, because everybody loves to create something rather than immediately follow up other people's thing, right? So if we can create, no matter it's wrong or bad or correct or incorrect, but if it is a Christian, then everybody will love it. Yeah,
that's really great. And I also want to know, have you recommended any books to your son to read as to their most memorable reading experience?
It's very hard because, you know, the boys, they love playing at around 7-8 years old. They love to play games, right? No matter computer games or physical toy game. So sometimes we encourage him or support him to buy the relevant books. For example, when he was playing Lego, okay, he has a privilege or right to buy the books relevant to Lego figures. Yeah. Then through this type of reading, he can quickly learn a lot of vocabulary, and also sometimes even depict stories. Right, through the Lego figure, right? So it's very hard to recommend him to read this or that. So from this aspect, no matter for parents or for teachers, I think you can reserve more books, but which kid pick which book and why, it's very hard to predict.